Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, speaking from China today, the Taoiseach confirmed that government made a very clear decision to remove the passenger cap at Dublin Airport. He said legislation was being drafted right now to deliver on that, and this could see the current limit of 32 million annual passengers rise to 40 million. It's a long-running row with concerns vocalised regularly and loudly on both sides of the dispute. Our reporter Una Kelly has been speaking to Liam O'Grodig from St Margaret's The Ward Residence Group. Okay, we don't seem to have that. So we are going to talk to Ciarán Cuff, who is co-chair of the European Green Party, and by Paul Gallagher, chief executive of the Irish Hotels Federation. Ciarán Cuff, your reaction first to those moves to lift the airport cap.
Well, look, we're very concerned about this, and we're concerned for a few different reasons. We feel it will add to the traffic chaos that we're already seeing on the M50 and on roads all around North Dublin. But we also feel there'll be a big increase in the amount of noise that these flights will generate, particularly early morning aircraft taking off or landing. And there will be a big increase in noise exposure from aircraft, not just in Port Marnock or Swords or St Margaret's, but all over the city. And this is a real concern that we're hearing. And then thirdly, the impact on our greenhouse gas emissions will be significant. 8 million flights represents a huge increase in greenhouse gas emissions. And at a time when we're encouraging farmers to think about carbon, to avoid increasing the herd size, it seems rather odd to say it's open season for air travel. And I don't take the argument that we need this for the economy. We already have a significant amount of air travel, and I don't think a 25% increase is appropriate.
And you don't think the population increase since the cap was originally imposed, the improvements in public transport that are coming down the line, could facilitate the airport being used to a greater extent at all?
Well, I think the contribution of aviation to Ireland's emissions is very significant. And I think we really have to push the boat out on tackling climate change. We're in a climate emergency. And I think there's a lot of work that we can do to reduce emissions, starting with aviation.
Okay. And do you have any concerns about the economic impact of not raising the cap?
I think Ireland's economy is doing very well at the moment, but I don't agree with the argument that the airport authority is making, where they say that there is an unequivocal national demand for air travel, which is essential to Ireland as an island state.
Okay.
I actually think we have to tackle climate change, and we have to tackle the emissions in aviation, in agriculture, in construction and energy, and we can't let one sector off the hook.
Okay. Paul Gallagher, Chief Executive of the Irish Hotels Federation, has been listening to their Ciarán Cuff. Paul Gallagher, what's your reaction to this proposed legislation which would enable the lifting of the airport cap?
Well, we would welcome the removal of the cap. It has been set aside, so it doesn't actually come into play at the moment, but it is causing uncertainty by airlines servicing Irish airports, and particularly Dublin. Anything that causes doubt around air access has a real implication in how airlines schedule their flights and their schedules into the years ahead. You know, I hear Ciarán's points, and they're all very valid, but the airport can't be kept quiet or quieter just because there might be more congestion at the M50. Noise exposure, I mean, aircraft have much quieter and much more efficient engines, and as soon as the older stock are replaced, that will further assist the noise reduction. And on greenhouse gas, I don't for a moment believe that airline designers won't continue to innovate to try to reduce both the amount of fuel their aircraft use and other substitutes in fuel that will reduce the amount of carbon those aircraft emit. But Ireland is quite unique in Europe. We are an island nation with no other connection except for ferry to either the UK or the rest of the world. And that leaves us in a position where we need to have access. And aircraft move more than just people. They move cargo, which underpins significant amount of exports and obviously jobs in the economy.
Do you have any projected figures on how much your own industry, the Hotels Federation, might gain by a lift in the airport cap?
I don't have actual figures on that, but anything that would prevent all of us from continuing to grow is not good for the economy and it's not good for employment. Hoteliers build hotels based on demand. If demand is depressed by the implications of a cap at Dublin Airport, it effectively puts a cap on the number of hotels that might be constructed in the future.
Let me go back to Ciarán Cóth on that. Are you effectively saying, Ciarán Cóth, that the economy has grown enough?
No, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that we have to strike a balance between the needs of the economy and the needs of the planet. And I think we need to have reasonable targets and we need to keep to them. And I think if we look at the impact of greenhouse gas emissions, we're already seeing extreme weather events, even in mainland Europe, where we saw hundreds of people lose their lives in the floods in Valencia just over a year ago. And we're seeing extreme weather becoming more common. And we need to do something about that. And Ireland cannot continue to make a special case for itself. I mean, if you look at Europe, Ireland is not unique. Cyprus, Malta, even countries like Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, or Portugal, they have very little connectivity to the centre of Europe. So I don't think we can put up a flag and say Ireland is completely on its own regarding the need to have air travel locked into every aspect of our economy.
Okay,
and
wait a second. Let me go back to Paul Gallagher on that, because he made the point that you're taking issue with there, that Ireland is unique in terms of connectivity. Paul Gallagher, do you want to reply to that?
Yeah, I think, you know, the industry are looking at mitigations, and mitigations around making sure that maybe guests, when they do arrive, have a longer stay so that they dwell here for longer. That would be a good thing for carbon units per visitor. But also, you know, our agencies are looking at things around slow tourism by encouraging guests who do come to Ireland then to take public transport to move around Ireland rather than to drive. So to take already existing transport options in order to reduce their carbon footprint. And just in relation to Ciarán, you know, about Portugal being different, is no different to Ireland. Well, unfortunately, that's not true. Nearly 40% of all Portuguese tourism comes from the north of Europe and they all drive to Portugal. So, you know, the idea that Portugal is the same as Ireland is just simply not correct.
Okay, Ciarán, how would tourists arrive in Ireland if the tourism industry is to grow?
Well, there's lots of different ways. Actually, I was in Belgium last week and I drove in the course of one day from Belgium down to Calais in France, took the shuttle across to Folkestone, drove up to Holyhead and took the ferry across. And I did that in one day. And I think a lot of our tourists actually do arrive by car, and we should expanding that. We should be expanding that. I agree with Paul that we need to concentrate on longer stay tourism. And I think that's where a lot of the attention should be. And I think the downside of increased air connectivity is that for every tourist arriving to Ireland to spend money, there can also be people in Ireland leaving to spend their money elsewhere.
Okay, let me put that back to Paul
then.
When
you look at the economic studies that we have, they tend to focus on the benefits rather than the disadvantages.
Did you accept that as a valid point, Paul, that maybe people would be using the increased cap to leave the country away from your industry?
Yeah, there are. I mean, the domestic market take an enormous amount of overseas trips, and you know, and that is just a fact of life. Irish people like to get away to the sun. Corporate Ireland need to travel around the world in order to do business. So, you know, I don't think there's any way we can prevent people leaving. If we were to do that, then other countries might prevent people from arriving. So, you know, that would be a dangerous place to be. I think, you know, overall, A growing access into Ireland, and be that either by ferry or by air, is good for Ireland. We are an export economy. Most of our jobs in the economy depend in one way or another on either getting people into the country or getting our goods out of the country. And aircraft are absolutely vital to that.
I do want to go to that clip I was going to cue just at the outset of this item, because our reporter Una Kelly has been speaking to people who live in direct proximity to the airport. One of those is Liam O'Grawley from the St. Margaret's The Ward Residence Group.
Yes, we heard the news from the Taoiseach about removing the passenger cap. We've also heard it recently from Minister O'Brien. We just don't know how they're going to wave a magic wand and get rid of the passenger cap. There are serious health implications for local residents and the environment that just can't be magicked away. There's EU noise regulation and there are also environmental impact assessment regulations. The minister has been advised by his civil servants to stick to the planning process and they should adhere to that.
Can you describe what it's like living in this area?
The real problem started when the North Runway opened in August 2022. Flights off the North Runway diverged immediately after takeoff to the amazement of local residents. The planning permission achieved in 2007 was straight out flight paths and immediately houses were overflown. And it's been like that ever since, and nothing has been done to try and alleviate that issue. Even our local schools, the kids have it now 24/7. They have it at home and they have it when they go to school. The insulation schemes are not fit for purpose. We don't get the internal safe noise levels in our houses. So people's health, their mental health is extremely affected. DEA actually had a planning application in 2019 to increase the passenger numbers to 35 million, but they withdrew it when COVID came along. Now they're still in that planning process. So, I mean, they've had, 19 years to remove the passenger cap, and they still haven't done it. There is an aircraft noise competence authority, which is part of an EU regulation, and it's part of Fingal County Council. It has noise rules, which are called the noise abatement objective. And one of those criteria is the nighttime noise above 55 dB at night. The Dublin Airport has breached that noise abatement objective for the last 3 years. So the WHO, World Health Organization, is saying that this is extremely detrimental to people's health. People have to remember, we didn't move to the airport. The airport and the noise moved to us. We are generational families living here before the airport was ever here. You know, everyone else has to adhere to these regulations. So why shouldn't the Dublin Airport?
That was Liam O'Grady there from St. Margaret's, the ward residence group. We've also been hearing, or Una Kelly has, from Fine Gael councillor Tom O'Leary.
I'm delighted to hear that. I agree with Michael O'Leary, my namesake. Bring it forward as soon as possible. I used to work in government. We brought in emergency legislation because we had to. I got off the train one night in Skerries and we'd nationalised AIB Bank. We need to bring forward the legislation to lift the cap at Dublin Airport as soon as possible, and the Taoiseach has the power to do that. I know the local minister, Dara O'Brien, the Minister for Transport, wants to do that. So let's get on with it. Let's get it done. It's a very serious matter. The American Airlines have made a complaint to the relevant authorities, and we need to move on. We've invested 322 million and opened a new runway there in 2022, and we can cater for 60 million passengers there. So it's kind of obvious where this is going. We're going to grow the airport, a lot of jobs there, 20,000 actually, and we need to move on and get the cap removed. It's a major economic generator for Fingal and for Ireland, for jobs, for tourism, the whole lot. Taoiseach Micheál Martin is out there trying to get more tourists in from China. And we have the Americans now saying that may not be able to get more planes into Dublin and we want more tourists from America. So it's not tenable to leave it at 40 million.
All right, that's Fine Gael councillor Tom O'Leary there talking about going above and beyond 40 million. Ciarán Cuff, we heard also from the St. Margaret's, the ward residents group, from Liam O'Grady, they're talking about the mitigation measures of insulation and the like. Could that be looked at if the passenger cap is to be lifted? Could that be looked at and be improved upon in order to improve the lives of people in the area if this is going to happen?
Well, I think it could, and I think there are ways you can improve buildings with double and treble glazing to reduce the impact. But if you take particularly children, you want to get children outside into a playground and to have deafening noise every 2 or 3 minutes of planes flying low overhead is a concern. And also the point that was mentioned of the Dublin Airport Authority perhaps not keeping to the flight plans and to the limits that have have been set in place leads a lot of people to wonder whether they will adhere to the cap and to the flight plans that will be there.
Okay.
I think a lot can be done on that. And newer aircraft, of course, are quieter. But if we keep increasing air travel by significant amounts every year, we'll be back to where we started.
Okay. Paul Galler, do you have any sympathy for what Liam O'Grady was saying there about the impact of noise on people living in the area, getting it at school, getting it at home, getting it when they go outside, that it he says is having an impact on the health of people there?
I absolutely do. I mean, I don't think anybody could just ignore all of that. But I mean, there have to be solutions, and I'm sure there will be solutions found to alleviate some of these issues. And some of that will be about better design of engines, and you're seeing that on certain aircraft already. The newer fleet, the quicker we move old fleet out of the way because they're obsolete, would also improve that. But there must be other things that the government will be able to do to alleviate noise.
I just want to come to Ciarán Cough briefly before we close out on another issue. Ciarán Cough, just yesterday your party expressed its profound alarm and fury that Ireland would miss legally binding 2030 emissions targets by 51%. The minister has said that after 2030, Ireland will accelerate its compliance by investment in energy infrastructure in particular. Are you reassured at all by that?
I'm not, and I think it's worrying that a government would say this publicly and openly just 1 year into a 5-year term. I think Minister Dara O'Brien is wringing his hands and saying there's nothing we can do. But look, you cannot expand the amount of aviation, cut back on transport investment in public transport, and then say, gosh, I don't know why that happened, why we didn't meet our targets. And I think really you're seeing a government that is putting climate action to one side. And I think the good work that the Green Party did over the last 5 years in expanding rural bus routes, in investing in public transport, is being pushed to one side. And I think the current government is a little bit two-faced about what they're doing, increasing the cap at Dublin Airport and wringing its hands on climate action.
Okay, Ciarán Cough, co-chair of the European Green Party, and Paul Galler, chief executive of the Irish Hotels Federation. Thanks for joining us on that.